As we just heard, farmers burning off the remnants of crops. It's a leading cause of Delhi smog. At its peak last week, nearly half of the particulate matter choking the city came from fires on nearby farms. The world's environment correspondent Carolyn Beeler joins me now. So you've been looking at some possible solutions to Delhi's smog problem and why things seem to be getting worse.
This is a story of unintended consequences. So here's a bit of the backstory about why the smog is so bad right now. Farmers in northwest India plant rice in the summer. Rice takes a lot of water. Groundwater scarcity started to be an issue up there. So in 2009, authorities in two northwestern Indian states passed laws requiring farmers to delay the planting of their rice to take advantage of monsoon season rains and conserve water. But when you delay planting, you delay the harvest, and you delay the burning that farmers often do to clear this rice straw from their farms to allow for planting of wheat. So you're condensing all this burning, and you're also pushing it later in the season when temperatures are lower in Delhi and winds are less strong, which means that the smog created by these fires all happening at once is more likely to hang over Delhi, which is what's happening right now.
So thanks for that backstory. But what is being done to try to stop the burning and cleaning up the air quality in Delhi right now?
Well, burning crops is already illegal, but what farmers really need is a cheap, efficient alternative to burning to clear their crops to prepare to plant that wheat. So one alternative that's been in development for a while is this attachment to a tractor called a happy seeder that basically scrapes up rice straw, plants wheat seeds, and then puts the rice straw back on top of those seeds as a kind of mulch or compost.
But these machines are expensive, and most of the farming class is not able to afford them.
So that was Avikul Senwashi, the program manager for the Center for Science and Environment, which is an environmental think tank in Delhi.
The government of India has put in a substantial amount of money to make these machines available. But given the scale of how many farmers are there, it is not sufficient.
These happy seeder machines are being used on only about a fifth of the farmland in northwest India. But proponents are hoping that through greater government subsidies and other measures, they can increase that substantially in coming years.
So the really bad smog that comes around this time of year in Delhi, it's partly driven by the problem we've been talking about, burning crops. But that's really only a big part of the problem for a couple of weeks each year, right? So how are authorities trying to tackle pollution year-round?
So year-round, the largest cause of smog in Delhi is the transportation sector. So Delhi's already instituted a fee for freight, you know, heavy vehicles to encourage them to bypass the city. And right now, it's started to limit car use in the city. But it's not really seriously talking about congestion pricing, which is a solution that's been shown to work. So here's one example, a case study, if you will. London recently instituted a new ultra-low emission zone, which requires drivers to either meet strict emission requirements or pay a lot to drive into central London. And in its first 6 months in effect, that reduced nitrogen oxide, which is a key ingredient of smog, by about a third.
Yeah. So is there any talk of passing like that London law in Delhi in India?
It's been talked about, but not very seriously. What looks slightly more likely to happen is a fee on parking street side in downtown Delhi. It is not politically popular, just like a lot of measures to prevent smog are, like we just heard from our BBC colleague Pratiksha Gildial. But the environmentalist I talked to in Delhi, Avikul Senwashi, says he's holding out hope that this current smog might just change that.
So I believe that this smog episode will actually build public opinion to take some unpopular measures.
I'm sure that's what a lot of people in Delhi are hoping for today. The world's environment correspondent, Carolyn Beeler, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
In other environmental news, the Trump administration started the formal withdrawal process from the Paris Climate Change Agreement today. It'll be finalized in 1 year, the day after the U.S. presidential election.